Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Raiders training camp officially started last week, which means that we are embarking on the 2017 season for the Raiders and a brand new season of the Raiders Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Baer, Raiders Insider for NBC Sports California, and this year we're going to bring you a whole lot of new stuff in the coming weeks and plenty of interviews with players and coaches and Raiders alumni and national media types as we break down, analyze, and really give a full deep dive picture into this Raiders team. I'm really excited again about what we're going to bring you. And in order to start this podcast season off right, I wanted to kick it off with a bang. So I dialed up left guard Kelechi Osemele, and we sat down after a recent training camp practice and didn't talk football one bit. As a matter of fact, we only talked about what might be the most epic offseason adventure of any football player I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. Kelechi Osemele traveled the world from Australia to Thailand, from England to Italy, from Iceland to Hawaii to the mountains of Colorado. This guy took long extended trips. He met strangers on the way that became friends. He took weekend trips during the offseason program and worked out in gyms across the world to make sure that he was ready to go this summer. So may I present to you with the first podcast of the season, one of my favorite interviews I've ever done with a football player that had nothing to do about football, and it came from left guard Kelechi Osemele. Welcome everybody to the first edition for the 2017 season of the Raiders Insider Podcast. My guest is Kelechi Osemele. And I think by now you guys know, first team All-Pro, Pro Bowler, didn't allow a single sack, only 9 quarterback pressures. If you ran to Kelechi's left, a running back averaged 5.1 yards per carry. You ran to his right, they averaged 4.4 yards per carry. That's almost a first down every time. You guys know about that. Right, you know how good he is. You can just watch that. The guy collected pancakes like he was going to IHOP. But what I wanted to talk about is what happened during the course of this offseason, which I recommend you go to Kelechi's Instagram feed. It's like a tour guide of basically going around the world over the course of the offseason. Now let's see if I have this list correct here. Okay, Mexico, Australia, New Zealand, Thailand, Italy, Seattle, Lake Tahoe, the country in Colorado, Hawaii, New York City, Iceland. Did I miss something?
Man, I can't remember off the top of my head. You might have, but yeah, I think you got the majority. I'm pretty sure.
So, I guess first question is, it seemed like you went to Australia and New Zealand first.
Yeah.
With Brendan Trawick, who is now with the Titans, was on the team last year, and Tywan Jones. Mm-hmm. What inspired that first trip? Where'd that idea come from?
We were kind of talking about it in the locker room. I think Trawick had a conversation with Coop, and I think Coop might have mentioned going out to Australia, and then we were talking to another Cooper, not Omari, about what the full moon party was and how Thailand was and all the places to check out. So we initially knew like we were going to end up on that side of the world. We heard a lot of good things about Australia, and we had like 8 or 9 guys going, and everybody kind of just dropped out. Like, nah, man, like I've never left the country before. Like, you know, I don't really feel like, you know, I don't know, I don't want to go. So it ended up just being us three at the end of the day. And so we kind of booked that trip, and New Zealand kind of happened, you know, last minute. We actually were sitting at this little, you know, sky bar. I think it was called O Diner in Sydney. It kind of rotates, you know, you get a good view of the city. We're sitting back there, you know, having drinks and stuff, and people are like, yeah, you guys should check out New Zealand, it's beautiful, you know, you could jump off some cliffs, go whitewater rafting, like do a lot of cool stuff out there. So we're like, yeah, man, we should do that. So, you know, like the next day we just go to the airport, and everybody's like, yeah, no, you're good, you don't need a visa. The lady's like, no, like you need a return trip. So we're like, oh crap. So, you know, we have to book this last minute flight. And so we're like, okay, we'll book Melbourne on the way back so we can see the other side of Australia. And yeah, it kind of just flowed like that. It was a freestyle. Like, we just kept meeting people, you know, having a good time at night and all that, you know, the good stuff. And they, you know, give you a little inside knowledge of the bars to check out, you know, where to go eat, you know, what places to hit up. And it kind of just flowed like that. You know, we just were on a roll. We were just flowing because we heard once you get on that side of the world, flights are cheap, and they were. So
right. And that's really the way to travel. Like, once you get out there, you immerse yourself in the culture. It seems like that was your goal no matter where you went.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Like, none of us in our group are really planners. You know, we don't really have guys like that. We kind of have guys that kind of react off of how they feel. So it worked out, like, you know, traveling with those guys, because they're so, like, laid back with Treywick is and Taiwan. So it just made it easy. There wasn't, like, anything someone wanted to do, or we were just like, oh, no, I don't feel like doing that. We didn't have anybody like that in our group. So it just made it really fun and really easy.
So were you much of a traveler before this year? Like, had you left the country before this, outside of maybe doing something professionally?
When I was a kid, we traveled a lot because my father actually had a legal issue, so, you know, he wasn't, you know, allowed in the States. So, like, anytime we would go see him, you know, we would travel.
You'd have to travel, you know? So you were always on planes.
So, yeah, I was always on a plane when I was a kid because, you know, I have an uncle in Germany, you know, I've got family, I got an uncle in Holland, you know, so I had already traveled as a kid, you know, I'd been to London, I'd been to Paris and all that. So I had a taste for it and I knew I liked it, but once I, you know, signed my letter of intent at Iowa State, like, that was it. I had a narrow focus. You know, I was kind of just, like, more worried about paying, you know, my mom's house off and, like, paying bills and stuff like that. So I wasn't really thinking about traveling like most college kids are. I couldn't take a leap year, you know.
Right.
I pretty much, you know, summer workouts and all that, I was locked in, you know.
Yeah.
It's my career at that point, you know. So it's something I've always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I think signing the ink on my new contract gave me kind of like the freedom, mm-hmm. you know, to do something for myself, and that's what I wanted to do.
You know, and you post the images, again, go to his social media feeds. The images are great, whether it's nature. There's also some videos of you jumping over fire and bungee jumping off of a giant bridge. You're 335 pounds. That must have been industrial strength. But, you know, you're sitting in that back there. Jack Del Rio said, yeah, I've been watching his social media feed and crossing my fingers, you know. But did any of that stuff ever enter your head, or is it just like, I'm here, this is what people do, I'm going to do it?
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to be a part of the culture of where I went. And, you know, New Zealand is a place where people are very, you know, outdoorsy, and they just do things in the moment, and it's just a very free place. There's just a lot of stuff like that to do. I mean, that's how a lot of people are employed, you know, doing stuff like that for tourists and whatnot. And I think part of it is also, that's just like kind of like my personality. Like, I have a very chill side, but then I have that side where if I need like some type of adrenaline going, you know, and in the off season, if I'm not training and I'm traveling, you know, at some point I'm just going to be like, you know, I need to do something. And I felt like that was a lot better than me, you know, going to a bar, or like going crazy at a strip club. I felt like it was good, clean fun. And
yeah,
it was just something that I've never done. So.
So what gave you the biggest rush? Had to be jumping off the bridge?
The cliff, yeah.
Yeah.
Jumping off of that cliff was definitely, like, one of the best adrenaline highs, like, I've ever had. It literally felt like my first NFL game, the feeling I got, like, you know, like, oh, shit, like, here we go, you know? And having to, like, hype yourself up to do something that you've never done before, and it was just really cool. I feel like I had, like, a two-day high off of that of just so much energy. You can barely sleep that night, excited about the white water rafting the next day, you know, like, I was just
where you
excited
flipped,
about the
I
next.
Think.
Yeah,
I
th- yeah.
I think you flipped the boat.
Our raft flipped over. Like, it was just like a lot of exciting things that just, like, I've never really felt that alive before. You know, you can't really mimic that. You know, the only thing I can mimic is, you know, the Super Bowl. It was that type of high. It was that type of adrenaline. It was like an amazing feeling.
So, okay. So sounds like you went the Australia, Thailand, that side of the world stuff. Did you come home before you went to Italy, or did you just launch? Stayed out there.
Actually, what happened was Trevik was in the middle of negotiations for his contract coming up, so he had to fly back. He actually missed Koh Samui and Koh Phangan and a couple other islands I hit because he had to fly back for that. Taiwan had to fly back for a business class that he was going to take. So he left after Australia. After that, I wasn't ready to come home. Like, I was like, I'm not going home. I'm out here. You know, I'm like, I'm going to go see stuff. And I just booked a trip to Italy on my own. It was just a last minute like everything else.
And then just like you were talking about, you get there and you just kind of figure it out, right? And you're a social guy in any setting. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of trust that fact and you don't know the language, but you just kind of make it work.
Yeah, and it was weird. Like, everywhere I went, I kept bumping into people that knew somebody I knew. Like, I'd start a conversation, and, you know, a girl would be like, oh, like, I went to Iowa State, or my brother went to Iowa State. And I'm like, oh, like, let's look it up. Like, oh, like, you guys are in the same class. Like, we knew each other in passing. Or just, like, weird stuff like that kept happening, you know. And then they would tell me, hey, you should really check this place out. You know, there's a lot of people that go here on the weekend. And then I would go and check that out. And I would meet other people, you know. And it just kept kind of happening. People on social media, obviously, you know, DMing me. There was, like, some guys that had, like,
that's a good
there's
point.
A songwriter that was,
you get this following,
there's a songwriter that saw a picture of me in Italy, and it reminded him of when he, you know, was in Italy, and gave him inspiration to write this song. And so he, like, was you know, DMing me about cool spots to check out. So it was just, like, random things like that, like people messaging me, people that I'm talking to and stuff like that, like, kind of giving me suggestions. And, you know, I just, you know, check it out, you know.
And I mean, even after the off season program started, where you're a bit more regimented, started taking weekend trips, you know, like, was it one of those things where it kind of got in your blood and then it was like a little, like, addictive, and then you're like, okay, I got 3 days, I can do X or
Y. Exactly. Yeah, that was really cool. I felt like there was a lot of times in the past where I'd be really regimented, and then I would, you know, get bored, and you end up doing the same stuff, like going to the same places, you know, and it just gets boring. And I felt like I needed to kind of broaden my horizons a little bit. I also met, like, some people, you know, when I was abroad too, like some of the guys that I met on the bridge climb in Sydney lived in Seattle. So then,
then you have a new place to go.
Exactly. Like, hey, it's my birthday. Like, come out, man. Like, you know, it's opening day, Mariners game. And then I went out for that, you know. It was just like little things like that. And then obviously, like, friends that I hadn't seen in a while would be like, hey, man, like, I live in San Diego now. I haven't seen you since high school, you know, stuff like that. So it was just really cool, man.
Yeah. And yet you still never once deviated from your schedule in terms of being ready here. That was that balance maybe easier than you thought that you could,
always kind of know where to always work and know where to play, see, that's the thing. I think Joe Gomes does a good job of letting us know what we need to be doing. Like, there's this you know, we have this bridge, you know, application, you know, that we use. It tells us, like, what workouts, like, we need to be doing and stuff like that, what equipment you need. So it was really easy, you know, 4 or 5 days a week to get a workout in, you know, no matter where you are. And he actually gave me a lot of suggestions when I was overseas about which gyms to go to and connections and stuff like that. So, yeah, and obviously in the States, it's a lot easier to find a gym, you know. So it was cool. Like, I liked being able to find out that I could balance my life more like that. I felt like my first 4 years, it was all work, to be honest. You know, I was lifting 5-6 times a week, and you know, I get bored and go into the facility at, like, 10 p.m. on a Friday. You know what I mean? And I felt like this was just a lot more healthy for
me. You're basically the same football junk you've always been, but you're abroad. Now, I'm going to get a little deep on you here, but these are your words, not mine. I just want to read it for this podcast so other people can hear it. I really was kind of inspired by it too. And you basically wrote, getting to see the world has been such a blessing. I'm definitely addicted. It's a dream come true for me. Who would have thought I would have made it this far? Every painful sacrifice leading up to where I am in my life right now has been worth it. I would do it all over again and again just to relive these moments I'm creating right now. Never quit on your dreams. It's never too late. Hashtag thank you, God. Hashtag love you, Mom. Does that encapsulate?
That's pretty much everything that I was feeling, you know.
That you work really hard and then you get to enjoy being an all-pro or going to Iceland because you can do those types of things. Yeah. You can share with other people.
Yeah, and it was like a culmination of, you know, being 17 and going away for the first time and, you know, not seeing your family,
sure.
you know, not having the money to go back home and stuff like that. And then just being able to completely open up your world and just going back and just thinking about things like mm-hmm. I'm in a completely different country. I've never been in this setting before. I never would have thought I would have done that under my own power, mm-hmm. you know, so.
And you manage even like by yourself to work your way out of, you solve problems, you meet people, you do, mm-hmm. you know, you can learn a lot about yourself, yeah. I think. So, is this going to be an every year thing? Is this going to be?
Oh, definitely, without a doubt. Yeah, definitely. I'm already plotting on a couple trips with some guys right now. So it's still in the works.
Well, Kelechi, I know you're busy. Thank you very much for taking the time. Again, it's just the off season that you had. I think is, you know, it was so maybe unorthodox.
Life changing.
Yeah. Yet so life changing. I really, again, everybody knows what you can do on Sundays. Really, kind of wanted to focus on that. And, you know, kind of why you did it. And really, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're busy during training camp. Great podcast. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks to everyone for downloading and listening to this episode of the Raiders Insider Podcast. And a very special thank you to Kelechi Osemele for taking time out during training camp to sit down and talk about his amazing, really awesome offseason. And I encourage everyone to log on to his Instagram feed to see visual representations of everywhere that he went over the past 4 or 5 months. Now, this was the first episode and a good idea of what's to come over the course of the season for the Raiders Insider Podcast. And if you like what you heard, I encourage you to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. I look forward to bringing you another great conversation next week.
The Raiders Insider Podcast.